Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Went to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. Happy hour Friday. Noon hour straight ahead. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. A lot of fun ones on Sunday. We'll react to last night's game, which was fun as well. Played in the snow. Jameis Winston, all that good stuff. The Daniel Jones news from the 11 o'clock hour. Him and the Giants have decided to mutually part ways. I guess that's what you want to call it. They cut him, whatever. The Daniel Jones era is over in New York. Mike Conti is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Atlanta United as they've got a big playoff game, of course, on Sunday. Get some Hawks thoughts. Certainly get his thoughts on what's going on in college football, as well as I know he's been telling us for a couple weeks the Minnesota game is the one that he's worried about. Penn State going to Minnesota is the one that he's worried about. We'll get his thoughts on Indiana, Ohio State as well. And then we'll get some picks against the spread and play some sports Jeopardy at 12.
Ain't about Stead Mike. Yeah, they better.
You know,
Penn State gonna beat the hell out of Minnesota.
Probably, but you know how Mike is.
I know.
You know how Mike is about his team.
He is. Very passionate. They worry.
Very
him.
Passionate.
They worry.
They.
Him.
They. Yeah. They just,
all those different things.
They just destroy him. The better they are, the harder it is.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, obviously, you know, James Franklin. He usually wins these games. You know what I mean? Like, he'll lose Ohio State.
Yeah,
he'll lose Michigan.
He loses.
But these right here, he typically usually wins these games.
That's true.
Yeah. So
I think they have lost the last two times they've been in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about that Fleck dude.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of him. I was.
Me too.
And then,
me too. And then you told me, and yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, forget that dude.
Row the boats. I will not.
Forget that guy.
Forget that guy.
But, yeah, it's going to be a big weekend up there. It's going to be a big weekend when – We'll mention that Colorado going to
the Giant Killer.
They're going to
Arrowhead
to play Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas beat BYU.
Yep.
No, Iowa State,
yep.
Who was number 7, I think they beat them.
At the time,
And then BYU.
Yep, who was undefeated.
And back-to-back weekends.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So.
And there's 6 losses that Kansas has. 5 of them have been by less than a touchdown.
Yes.
And in the other one, they were up double digits in the second half and allowed the team to come back and get them. Kansas, they're weird. Like, they're a classic Big 12 team over the last couple of years where they're good enough to be in every game, and then you make a play or you don't, and you lose a 1-score game.
Right.
Like, BYU's the same thing. BYU's won a ton of 1-score games this year. Remember TCU a couple years ago? Every game they played, they had to have a miraculous comeback in the fourth quarter.
And then they beat the hell out of Michigan.
And they did a really nice job against Michigan. Yeah. That was a really good game.
Yeah.
Now, Michigan should have won that game.
Yes,
Michigan made some very stupid.
Yes, they should.
And then they made the national championship game.
And then got obliterated.
It didn't go good. It didn't go good for them.
But somebody that's what it was. Somebody was trying. I saw another one of these yesterday when they were talking about coming to the defense of Wisconsin. Right.
Okay.
They were coming to the defense of Wisconsin. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Wisconsin. I keep Indiana.
Oh, okay.
See,
I was going to say Wisconsin.
I'm used to Wisconsin.
What they do?
I'm used to Wisconsin being
better. Yeah, decent.
And so it quote treated with the TCU like beating Michigan, saying if we could do this, you could do anything. And then somebody. Put the Georgia score.
Remember what happened,
remember
after,
what happened
that?
After that?
No, we don't talk about that.
Remember what happened after that
there? They made the national championship.
That's all that matters,
game.
Man.
You can't take it away from
Sonny Dykes claim to fame.
Sonny Dykes won a college football playoff game in the 4-team era.
Yes.
Like that's a short list.
Yes, it is.
The coaches that actually won a playoff game in the 4-team era, Lincoln Riley never did that.
Nope.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's some really good coaches that never actually did that. So... But so many teams in the Big 12 are like that. But yeah, Colorado, man, I wonder now, because they're playing good, And, like, they see the light at the end of the tunnel. They know what that is. It's a Big 12 championship game. And if they win that, they go to the college football playoff.
Right.
I wonder, like, there's a little bit more pressure on that now. You know what
I mean? Well, I mean, the thing about it is when we talk pressure, you want that pressure.
Sure, that means you're playing.
And so, I mean, they're going to be ready. I'm pretty sure they're going to be ready. Talking about Colorado. But the thing with Kansas, if Jaden Daniels plays well, man.
Yeah, when they got that running back, man, Devin Neal is such a good player.
When those two dudes got it cooking, they're hard as hell to beat. Because their defense is not bad.
No, they're not. They got two DBs at Kansas that are going to be NFL players.
And they're going to be – and you want to look at how they play against Travis Hunter and everything like that. I know some – but, you know, you hate when you – I hate to say, well, it's their time. You know, why is it their time?
Who?
Colorado. Like, oh, it's Colorado's time. Why?
I think it's their time because they have two of the – five best players in college football.
I understand that part. Yeah. I understand that part. But why is it their time? I think they'll win this football game because I think they're better than a better football team. I don't think those problems are going to rise this year like they did last year.
If I was going to say it's their time, I would say because it's progressed in a way that makes me believe it. Whereas last year it was like obviously the hype early and then they fell off and all that. And then this year they didn't have quite the same hype and didn't get off to a great start like they did last year either. But they've steadily built it and they've got better in the ways that you have to get better at to compete for conference championships.
Yeah.
Their lines of scrimmage are good now. Like, their offensive line is legitimately decent.
Yes.
Whereas at the beginning of the year last year, Lord have mercy. Like, Shadur was going to get hurt, and he did, actually. And they're better now. And their D-line's okay, too. So, I don't know. That's a fun one for sure. Colorado favored by 3 in that one at Arrowhead because I guess Kansas is renovating their stadium, so they play all their games at Arrowhead.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was like a cool.
I really did.
Yeah,
I really, really did.
But then I was like, why would Colorado and Kansas be playing like a big time? Like that's not like a rivalry.
Yeah,
or
but I did not realize they were renovating.
You know, me and Bo were doing because what is it? Oh, Minnesota and Penn State play for a trophy. Like it's like the governor's bell.
How many trophies does Minnesota play for? Don't they play every game they play in the Big Ten? Don't they have a bucket or I mean not a bucket the axe?
There's an axe.
Jim Boone with him in Wisconsin, right?
That's Paul Bunyan. Yeah, they got Jim Boone too probably. And they got there's a bucket. There's bells. There's all kinds of stuff. So I thought those things only existed when the states touched.
Right.
You know, like your rival. Yeah. And then I was like, and this is embarrassing, but I asked and we looked it up.
Right.
Do Pennsylvania and Minnesota touch? They don't.
No.
There's a lot of states in between them, but I didn't know. I was like, maybe they do.
I'm not very good at geography, is what I'm saying. Oh, I mean, no, that's fine. I mean,
do Colorado and Kansas touch?
No.
They don't? I think they might.
Damn it, Andy.
I think they might.
You sure?
I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I mean, well, you got the Google machine up.
I got the U.S. map.
Okay. Colorado and Kansas touch?
Yeah, they're border, but straight next to each other.
Okay, well, there we go. Well, there we go.
They couldn't possibly touch more.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, and I didn't mean to drag you into this, but I'm very bad at geography.
Obviously, I'm usually good at it.
All right.
But you got me thrown off wet right now, man.
BYU-Arizona State, do Utah and Arizona touch?
Hell no.
I think they do. Yeah, a ton. Whole border.
Okay, let me
hundreds
stop.
Of miles. I didn't know either.
Let's stop.
I know. I know. It's like when we did that spelling bee.
Yes, and it
we're
was
just
awful.
Embarrassing
you
ourselves.
You could spell canoe.
I spelled it wrong. Well, that was two O's. I thought there was two O's in canoe. All right, let's get to an NFL no-huddle.
Damn. Arizona and Utah touch?
Utah. They couldn't.
Really?
They couldn't it's touch
almost,
more.
You know what, Randy?
Like Utah is literally standing on Arizona's entire shoulders.
So, but in all of Arizona, like deserty and hot.
Well, no, the northern part of Arizona is actually they got mountains and stuff.
Oh,
Flagstaff and yeah.
Okay, never been to Flagstaff. Never had a reason to go to Flagstaff.
Sedona, really good.
I was supposed to go to Sedona for something, right?
Energy vortexes.
Yeah, that right there.
Okay, let's just hear a highlight from last night's game, and then Jameis Winston talking.
Snap. Give to Chubb. Chubb running. Chubb, touchdown. Nick Chubb did it. He stayed on his feet. The Browns take the lead. 57 seconds to go, and the Browns lead the Steelers 24-19.
Man, it was challenging, but, man, as you know, we got these hand warmers. We got this heat. The biggest thing, when the snow got thicker, so as the ball is sitting on the ground, it's actually getting more wet.
Yeah.
So, man, I was
really
like,
famous?
Man, Lord, just please bless me. I got this little sham wow in
okay.
inside.
Well, and I know you got the LASIKs done too. How was the vision through the snow and everything?
The vision was everything. I had to take the visor off, but the vision was good, man. I'm just happy that I can see a victory today.
Damn, I love Jameis.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Damn it, Jameis.
Every answer after a win is...
It's just even after a loss.
Or after a loss.
Yeah. Even after a loss,
it's like he's fallen downhill verbally. Like, he can't stop. What's going to happen next? Who knows?
Just go ahead. Go ahead, Jameis. I mean, God darn.
I can see a victory today.
I can see a victory.
He also said,
he
on
said
the
how's, out, how's the LASIK? I can see.
I'm okay. just happy I can see
according
a victory.
According to one of our bestest buddies in the world, he said Flagstaff slaps. It goes down to Flagstaff?
I haven't been to Flagstaff. I've been to Sedona, and I would echo the
slaps?
Sentiment. It slaps, yeah.
Oh, where?
I mean, you know, depends on what you're looking for. You know.
I mean,
it's not going to pass the Randy, like, vacation city test.
Okay, then I won't go.
I don't think they have any strip clubs.
Oh, no, they ain't going there.
Yeah, I don't think they have any.
I ain't going up in there. You got to at least have something.
And if they do, I bet they're really weird. a lot of crystals and hippies and my kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That game happened last night. The Browns won. It was a snowstorm. It was a lot of fun to watch. So we're not going to have a ton of time to do this. We'll get back into it in the 1 o'clock hour. What are some of the other games tomorrow that you have circled? Sunday.
Obviously, you got Minnesota. They're going to Chicago. Chicago, new offense, looked better last week because they got the ball out. You remember when I said this about young quarterback, make them basically be automatic with something. You run plays to have them not think.
Right. The longer Caleb Williams has the ball, the more likely it is he's going to pull it down and run.
Exactly. And Thomas did a great job of having him do it. Okay, I don't care what the read is, I got to throw it here.
Yeah. You feels like the Vikings probably get the 9-2,
but they did a good job with that. Obviously, Detroit beating the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
Going to Indianapolis. Can Anthony Richardson put two good games together because he was really, really good down the stretch last week? I trust Miami to win this game. I don't trust Miami to cover, so you hear about that game in the at 12-4. I said, like, Drake may can play, man.
Yeah.
Drake may can play some football.
Yeah, it's cool to see him, kind of late in the season getting a little bit of respect.
He can play. The Harbaugh Bowl Monday night is going to be a lot of fun.
Really fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Two
a lot
good
of physicality.
Teams, a lot of running the football. Those guys are weird, so they'll do a lot of Harbaugh stuff,
man.
Which is always cool.
Yeah.
And it's a standalone Monday night game, so they'll be able to have more features on the two of them.
They already said their mom and dad are not going to be there.
Saying weird stuff.
Their mom and dad aren't going to be there, so you got to be going to the damn box the whole damn time. Okay. They're going to be in Florida at Tom Crean's house.
Huh.
He's married to their sister.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's married to their sister, so they're going to be in Florida.
I guess the coaching didn't rub off, unfortunately.
Tom Crean could coach. He just should have took the energy. He was good at Marquette.
Yeah.
He was good at Marquette.
They had Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
25 years ago.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
It just everything else, it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out.
It didn't work out because he didn't have Dwayne Wade.
He did have Anthony Edwards.
No, he wasn't coach with Ant-Man.
Wasn't?
I thought it was White.
Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
I
think Georgia beat Marquette last night, I think.
Georgia? Hey, man, don't sleep on them dogs, man.
I'm not.
Don't sleep on them Bulldogs, that Bulldog basketball team.
I'm wide awake when it comes to UGA basketball.
Don't sleep on them, boy.
I know. It's the only thing we're not going to have a chance to get to today.
Don't sleep on them, boy.
Name one guy. Name one guy. No. I can't.
They got a tall guy.
Oh, yeah, that one tall guy.
They have one tall guy.
They do have a guard who's shorter.
Yeah, got a tall guy and then the shorter guard. Yeah, he can score.
Dude, he can go. All right, Mike Conte is going to join us next. Atlanta United with a playoff game on Sunday against Orlando, their hated rival. We'll talk about that. We'll get Mike's thoughts on the college football Saturday ahead as well. Biggest game of the day being, obviously, in the Big Ten between Indiana and Ohio State. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. 20 minutes away from some picks against the spread. Two college, two pro. We'll find out how we did last week as well. Sports Jeopardy as well. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So things got moved around just a little bit this week with, you know, schedules and Atlanta United continuing on in the playoffs. And we had a great time up there on Tuesday at the facility talking to the coach and some players and stuff like that. That's normally when Mike Conti comes on the show. Couldn't do it because of the schedules. So Mike Conti comes on now. Score! Happy Friday, Mike.
How are we doing, guys? Good to see you.
Good. Looking forward to what's going to be a very fun weekend.
Me too.
Saturday, me too. Sunday, obviously no Falcons on Sunday, but Atlanta United with a playoff game. When do you go?
Tomorrow.
You leave tomorrow.
Yeah, we head down there tomorrow. I love it. 3:30 kick in Orlando. We'll be home by dinner.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Nice. Mike, you know, I was talking about where you're going to eat and everything like that when you're in these cities. What the hell do you do in Orlando? I know when y'all go up to Canada and things like that, it's cool, but
yeah,
it's Orlando.
Orlando's a little tricky. So I will tell you as much as I can without giving away where we're going to be, because I don't think the team and security appreciate
throngs
that.
Of Mike Conti fans showing up.
No, believe me, that's not an issue. But there are throngs of Atlanta United fans. Sure. So put it to you this way. You can either stay in downtown Orlando or you can stay down by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Orlando, Jason and I have a spot.
Okay.
Great Peruvian restaurant. Ooh, if we're in Disney, Jason and I have a spot. It's in Disney. So
that's all.
So that's pretty much all I can give you. Now, the first couple years we went to Orlando, they had us staying way out of town, like almost practically to Daytona Beach.
Right.
Way, way out of town for reasons I won't get into on the show. And pickings were slim. You know, in fact, one year, you know, we're not afraid to tell the story. We had to eat at Applebee's because it was the only thing open.
Yeah, I like Applebee's.
But Orlando, actually, you know, you can say a lot of things about Orlando
which
that are not positive. I will say this.
It's on that list, yeah.
I will say this. Over the years, because we go there a lot. You know, we go there at least once a year. And then, you know, sometimes if I'm traveling with the Hawks, I'm there.
Right.
You know, as many are. There was one year I was in Orlando like six times between Hawks, Atlanta United, Penn State being in the Citrus Bowl.
Right.
Like,
right,
six different trips to Orlando. There are a couple really good restaurants in Orlando. You have to look hard for them, but they do exist.
Nice basketball stadium.
Yeah, it's okay. Not a great you've done a broadcast there as
a
buy.
Pretty far.
Not a good broadcast position for the radio. You are way up away from the floor.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's talk a little Atlanta United. We can get to some Hawks and obviously want to do some college football as well, but I mean, against all odds, they're still playing. They're still alive in the playoffs. They knocked off Messi, like just an incredible run. How do they keep it going? How do they win on Sunday against Orlando?
Well, the first thing you have to hope for is that everyone came back from the international break in pretty good shape fitness-wise. No one got any knocks or anything like that. Sounds like the last group of players who were away on international duty came back today.
Is that good that they came back so late before a game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I
do not like this.
Who are we talking about? Who are the guys?
Reportedly, it was Moranchuk and Saba.
Okay.
Two pretty important guys.
Yeah, pretty.
Now, I will say players. Orlando had their goalkeeper, Galese. They had Facundo Torres, their best player. They had a couple other guys in a similar spot. So it's even for both teams. But no, I don't like it at all. I think it's disruptive from a momentum standpoint.
Right.
It sounds like everything's going to be okay. Everyone came back from a fitness standpoint just fine. You do play on Sunday as opposed to tomorrow, so you get that extra day. They'll train tomorrow here in Atlanta, and then they'll fly down. So hopefully they'll be able to mitigate the impact of that. But that's the first thing you hope for. And then I think what's going to be really critical on Sunday, Andy, is that you have to get off to the same type of start you had on October 19th when you went down there and beat them 2-1. And Atlanta United went out there, and in the first, I think, 15 minutes, they scored twice.
Right.
Took the crowd completely out of the game. Orlando was chasing it from there. Atlanta had a chance to completely slam the door. They missed a penalty in the second half. That put Orlando back in, and it got nervy. Atlanta United has won 7 matches all time against Orlando in Orlando. 7 wins down there over the life of the franchise. That is a ton of road wins in one venue, so including this year. So Atlanta United should go down there feeling very confident. All but one of those wins was by 1 goal. So they've had a lot of success down there, but all of these games, save one, have been really, really nervy. And I have a feeling, again, playoff game, it's going to be really, really nervy. So you want to get off to a good start and get that crowd out of the game, and then you're dictating the terms. And right. If you have to morph into, you know, I would imagine they're going to play 5 in the back because they've been successful doing that. But even if you have to morph into, you know, 6 in the back to see the match out, you'll be able to do that.
Because would you say because you're a little more cautious now because it's a 1-and-done?
Yeah, and I think as the road team, the pressure is going to be on Orlando, and I think Orlando is the betting favorite. They are the higher seed. They've had the better record. The pressure is going to be on Orlando. Honestly, Atlanta United, I mean, all they're trying to do basically is get this thing into penalties and try to steal it, but I think they're better than Orlando. They have beaten Orlando twice this year. So to me, I want to get an early lead and protect. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be chasing this game at any point because Orlando would then have the ability, if they get out to an early lead, or say they get out to a 2-0 lead, they're going to try to shut the game down, mm-hmm. you know, and put it in the arms literally of their goalkeeper. This is the best goalkeeping matchup of any of the 4 playoff games this weekend in MLS by a mile. Brad Guzan against Pedro Galese. Guzan has been out of his mind in this playoff, as we've chronicled. Galese, I think, is the most consistent goalkeeper in the league. Both of them have saved penalties. Both of them have saved penalties in the playoffs.
Right.
Galese had a couple saves against Charlotte in Game 3 of that series to move them on. So there's a lot of, you know, when you have a goalkeeping matchup like that, it just introduces a whole lot of variables into play. But I don't want to have a heart attack. a couple near heart attacks since October 19th.
Yeah.
I want to have a more relaxed attitude game on Saturday.
I don't think we're going to be that lucky,
but you never know.
But you know what?
Still hope for it.
Sure. And as much as it has been definitely like tense, if they keep winning,
That's all that matters.
If they keep winning.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. I mean, it's crazy to think they're 2 wins away from going to the MLS Cup.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Really crazy to think that. It's also crazy to think this, because it feels like they've been playing playoff games for months.
Yeah.
They are right now going into the conference semifinal. So this is basically, to make a comparison, when they won it all in 2018, they're basically at their first playoff game of 2018, which was a conference semifinal against New York City, because you didn't have the first round back then, you didn't have the wild card and all that, plus decision day, which was functionally a playoff game. So it feels like they've done a lot, and they have, to get to this point,
but
they still got a lot of work to do.
Right, there's still a lot of wins to go to get there. Is this an argument for, because to me it feels like it is, because it makes it more fun, and the season didn't go great, but now you can feel good about it, for the playoffs, or obviously I know, you know, most soccer leagues don't have them at the end of the season, whoever had the best season wins. Is this an argument for them being a good thing, or
Miami
or
would probably tell you no.
Of course. they won the regular season.
I could see both arguments, because it is such a long regular season, and when you play 34 matches, you eliminate the possibility of flukes. I mean, teams that are good over the course of 34 matches, that's an accomplishment that is very, very significant. I think the Supporters' Shield is a very significant trophy, and credit to Miami for winning it. The Supporters' Shield gets you entry into the CONCACAF Champions Cup. In Miami's case, somehow, some way, it got them into the Club World Cup. Won't get into that, but
I don't have any idea how that could have happened.
I know. But it is a significant award, and it carries with it significant prizes. But we're Americans, and in America, we decide league championships based on playoffs.
Right.
And it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. You know, no one says that NC State in 1983 was not a worthy national champion, or Villanova in 1985 was not a worthy national champion. They went through the playoff process like everyone else, and they were the team left standing at the end. Georgetown in 1985 was the best team all season.
Yes.
But everyone recognizes Villanova as the champion, and you know, let's embrace the American fundamentals of sport here. And yeah, if Atlanta United wins three more games, they're the champs.
You going to get a chance to watch your Nittany Lions?
Oh, I have a chance. I don't know if I want to.
Why do you act like
this,
that, right?
I'm telling you. Come what on, have man. I been telling you for
You've
weeks?
You've been telling us
You've
for
been
weeks.
Telling us you
this
have.
This is the game the they are gophers. Going to trick off.
Why?
I'm just because Minnesota historically has been the all-time ruiner of Penn State national championship runs.
Okay.
It happened in 1999 when I was a freshman in college. Penn State, 10-0. All they had to do was beat Minnesota and then beat Tom Brady the next week, and they did neither. And they would have played Florida State for the national championship, and no one would have even heard of Michael Vick. And Minnesota
Who's
came
the 99 quarterback?
For Minnesota?
No, for 99 quarterback for Penn State. Then.
They had two, Kevin Thompson and Rashard Kesey.
Okay.
So, in reality, probably not. I mean, LeVar Arrington was on that team. So
LeVar and Courtney were on that team,
and Courtney,
right?
Okay. So they had the top two draft picks. So Minnesota ruined it that. Your 2019, they ruined it again. Penn State was, I think, second in the playoff rankings, undefeated. They went up there and lost. I don't trust James Franklin against PJ Fleck. I hope I'm wrong. But I do not think Penn State with two losses will get into the playoffs.
Mm.
I think there's just too much noise right now in favor of the SEC teams.
I think you're right about that.
Plus, then what do you do with Indiana?
Right. I think you're right.
Because Indiana will be 11-1.
Yep.
And you're not going to punish them if they go to the conference championship game for losing to Oregon.
Okay.
So you think Indiana's going to beat Ohio State tomorrow then?
No. I think they will lose to Ohio State. Oh.
I was doing the math.
But Penn State lost to Ohio State, too. Indiana's not going to lose to Purdue.
Oh, got it. So then they'll be 11. Okay,
so they will be
11. Got it. So you think Ohio State will win tomorrow?
I think they'll win comfortably.
I do, too.
Yeah. I think Indiana has no chance. No chance.
All right.
All right.
Well, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Orlando.
I'll enjoy it starting Saturday night at 7:30. That I'm going to be stressing tomorrow.
What time did the flight leave on Saturday?
Afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the game
will be in Orlando by the time the game starts.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not going to watch because I know what's going to happen.
Penn State's going to win. We'll come back. We'll pick. Make some. You know what? I'm gonna pick Penn State. My picks against the spread. I'm so confident that they're going to win. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Hey, if you're out there drinking something, my bad for waiting this long.
Yep. Yeah, we're.
Tweet us a picture of it. We'll give you a shout out at TBM929 at RandyMack81.
Date night, baby.
Date night for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm like. I like us, me and you and all, not me and you, Andy, but me and her and all that. She want to go to the movies.
Okay.
Yeah, so whatever you want to do, she want to go to the movies. And so I'm going to see Gladiator.
That's cool.
Yeah, but.
Previews look good.
It does, but I don't want to, like, my thing is, and I saw how long it is.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, damn, she's like you, I'm going to stay awake. I'm going to do my best.
You're going to fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
I'm going to do my best, dog. Because we're going to the nice one over at Peachtree Corners.
Yeah.
Cinebistro?
Yeah.
They sell drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
Full service.
Yeah, so I'm
going to be fine.
I'm going to do my best to stay awake, dog.
Just keep the drinks rolling and you'll be fine.
Yeah, man. I was like, damn. But yeah, so yeah. Yeah, man. They got to get up early, take my son, and see the dogs play. Just got the text back. Tailgate starts at 9:45.
That's going to be so fun.
Hell yeah.
Tailgate. What is it like a alumni tailgate? Or?
Yeah, because whenever we're going up there, we'll call Big Bro and he'll set it up. So we park over there by the bus mirror and they have a whole big tailgate for all the alumni.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so 9:45. Last time I did it was 9:45. Jameson shots, me and my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, we had an AMA last week about when to drink and all that kind of stuff. First of all, do whatever you want.
Yes. We had a hotel. We're staying up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, tailgates, airports, there's just certain places where time doesn't apply.
No.
You're at a tailgate, it's 8 o'clock, so what? Go for it. What's the reason to be at a tailgate is to have some drinks.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the quote from the Georgia Tech running back. I love it. The hell with Georgia.
I love it, too, because it was really easy after the game last night. Nice win by Tech. to say, oh, we're just focused on tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll worry about Georgia next week, whatever. No, anybody who was asked about Georgia
had something snarky to say about it,
which is good.
The line just came out, too.
What is it? Let me guess. Okay. What time's the game start?
It's a night game.
Night game, Friday. Yeah. Oh, God. Over 20?
Yeah.
23 and a half?
20 and a half.
20 and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. 20 and a half. Wow. Yeah. All right. So three touchdowns.
Yeah. The hell with it.
The hell with it. With them indeed. All right. We'll get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Hey, as we continue to get ready for Atlanta United's playoff matchup against Orlando, Derek Williams, Atlanta United center back, going to join us at 1:20 as well. So we'll chat with him for a couple minutes. On the back end of that, we'll do some more NFL stuff. We didn't get a chance to really dive into all the NFL games at noon because we got stuck and, doing geography.
Yeah, we're doing geography, but we did find out something.
What?
Kay Dotton dropped another one.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar's not finished.
He ain't finished.
With Drake yet.
He ain't finished.
You think, is Dylan willing to admit?
I don't care about now? Who won no battle. All right, all I know is that Kay Dot. Is he back with a vengeance? And I'll say it. I like Drake. I know you're not the biggest Drake fan. I like Drake, but yeah, K-Dot done came with it. Get your ass out of here, Dylan.
Did he win? Is Drake winning?
Yeah.
Just wanted, I think that look says it all.
I just wanted to check in and see if Drake was winning or not.
Oh man!
I saw that DeMar DeRozan. I guess they were up there. The Kings were up there, and they were.
What?
Really salty.
Whatever. All right? Because you know who was there the night before?
Who?
LeBron James. Did he say anything? Was his ass at the game then? No, he was not.
No, he was just there
the
to
mean
mug DeRozan.
The previous game, LeBron was there. Why'd you done LeBron?
Well, because DeRozan played there. And
I don't
they were
care.
Like.
Okay.
And then, well, DeRozan was in the video.
I know that, but.
LeBron wasn't.
But LeBron was at the pop-up. Why didn't you say nothing then, Drake? You and his partner staring at DeRozan. I wish I would. What DeRozan from?
Yeah, you know what DeMar DeRozan.
Now you can't get into Canada with felonies. Sure. But them folks where Lamar from, where DeRozan from, they would have found a way.
Also, DeRozan has nothing to gain by that. But like, yeah, if you really want, fight him then.
Yeah,
fight DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I just wanted to check and see.
Yeah, that's all right.
How they were doing in the updated. Dylan didn't say. So anyway, you want to make some picks again? Oh, how did we do last week?
All right, so it was a great week for most of us, as the three of us all go 3-1. Abe, take that, goes 1-3. So we gained a little bit of ground.
Back
so,
to back bad weeks for Abe.
Andy and myself are at 25-23. Randy is at 500 at 24-24. Abe falls to 28-20.
Still in first
still,
place,
I
though.
Think he's pencil whipping this thing.
Yep.
But
cheating.
Anyway.
You think he's cheating?
Okay.
Yeah. What does pencil whipping mean?
Pencil whip when you change your golf score with a pencil. That's why you don't put erasers on golf pencils,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Really?
That's I never why? Heard that term before.
I never knew that. Never paid attention to it. Okay, let's go this week. I'm going to go with – I got a lot of going with the dog, with the underdogs. Okay. I'm going to go Florida plus 12.5 against Ole Miss.
I thought about that one.
I'm going to
go – the last time I did that, Ole Miss, they won by 50.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm going to go Florida. I'm going to go Indiana plus 10.5 versus Ohio State.
Okay,
I think
good.
It's going to be close.
Good.
I think the offensive line play is going to be – affect. Is going to hurt.
I hope
State.
You're right.
No, I could be wrong.
Right.
Give me the Patriots plus 7 versus Miami.
Okay.
I don't trust Miami to win it by a touchdown against any damn body. And then Kansas City is going to go in and beat the hell out of Panthers.
You know what's funny? I thought about that one because, like, logic tells you they will, right? Yeah. They lost their last game, and they should because the Panthers really suck. But they don't beat anybody like that.
That's true.
Like, every game, but you, again,
I think
this feels like the week where maybe they do that. All right, I got the Bucs minus 6 at the Giants. I mean, the Giants are trying to lose.
Yes.
They're actively trying to lose. I got Denver minus 6 at Vegas. I don't know. Maybe I'm recency bias on Denver, but they're pretty decent.
And Vegas is awful.
And Vegas is awful. I got Colorado minus 3 at Kansas. I think Kansas is nice run, nice story, but Colorado's good. For Mike, somebody's got to have confidence in them.
Yep.
Penn State minus 11.5 at Minnesota.
Solid. So Abe's going to take Texas A&M minus 2.5 at Auburn, Colorado minus 2.5 versus Kansas. He's going to take the Vikings minus 3.5 versus the Bears and the Texans minus 7.5 versus the Titans. I'm going to honor thy parents and take Army plus 14 versus Notre Dame.
I like it.
I like it.
I'm also going to take that. So, Randy, I had Indiana plus 11.
It was plus 10.5 this morning just a second ago. So.
And I'm going to take the Bucks minus six versus Tommy DeVito. Hey.
Oh, no.
God, that's their third string quarterback.
I know he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Tommy Cutler.
Hey, man, did we ever have the discussion if Ryan Day uses Beijing?
That, and then also there's just something up with his face. Like his, like, is it Botox? Is he a big drunk? I don't know. There's like, he's got weird puffy parts of his face that shouldn't be puffy.
I'm just curious if he uses Beijing or not.
Yeah, I think he might.
He might.
Yeah, no, Ryan Day's got some strange physical appearance issues.
Yeah.
Glad you brought it up because I've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah, we got to get that out there.
My last one, I'm taking Detroit because they're on a pretty good roll, and I'm on a pretty good roll picking them. So I'm going to take Detroit minus seven versus the Colts.
Yeah, pretty,
I like that.
Pretty good. All right, let's play some Sports Jeopardy. Okay. Andy.
Randy.
All right, gentlemen. Who won Comeback Player of the Year last season in the NFL?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh, yeah, because we were so mad because it should have went to DeMar Hamlin, but it went to Joe Flacco.
That is correct.
Yeah, oops. DeMar Hamlin literally died. And then played again.
There we go. Let's see. All right. Which Falcons legend Keith Brooking played high school and college football in what
Randy.
State? Randy Michael.
Georgia.
That is correct.
This state.
Former Falcons quarterback Mike Vick got his first win against what team?
Oh.
In college or pro?
Oh, great question. NFL.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Minnesota.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Was it the Panthers?
It was not, but it was a cat. It was the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, dude.
All right.
Way to go, Abe.
Which coach led the Atlanta Falcons to the playoffs three times within a five-year span?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
My God. Was it Mike Smith?
It was not.
Damn it. Then it had to be the other guy.
Can you tell me the years?
It was.
Oh, no. You can't tell the years.
Why not?
Because then you would get it, because I know who it is.
Well, did you finish the question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Took the Falcons to the playoffs three times in five years?
Three times in a five-year span.
You know who it is.
Dan Reeves?
Yeah.
It was not.
Oh,
damn, it wasn't?
Lehman Bennett.
What the hell is that?
You got to go back. You got to go back to like the 70s.
Way to go, Abe.
So you could have told me the years.
I think these might actually be my questions.
I'm going to blame Abe.
Lehman Bennett? Right,
that's fine.
You haven't even heard of that guy?
I never heard of that guy.
Apologies was that to Mr.
Grits,
Bennett.
Was that Grits Blitz guy?
Sure.
Before everybody started tweeting at us?
I know. Everyone's going to be so mad.
You've never heard of Lehman Bennett?
I'm sorry. I wasn't born.
So maybe you've heard of this one. This one's a little bit sooner. So which Atlanta Falcons coach posted zero wins during his tenure as head coach in 1989? 89? We're all alive.
Yeah. And we must have been an interim.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
No, he became the head coach. Damn it. I mean, I like June Jones, but I know he didn't. I know that's not him.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Not right.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to say. Zero wins, huh?
Zero
back
wins.
Back in old 89.
1989.
Ted Turner.
Incorrect. Jim Hanifan.
Okay. We're doing good now. We're doing good now.
Which Atlanta Falcon was named NFL's fastest man?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
In 2000. Okay. Fastest man. Oh, God. Deion is just so obvious. But I think it's somebody else. I'm going to go with White Shoes Johnson.
That is incorrect.
Can I hear the whole question?
Andy Bunker, would you like to hear the whole question?
I'd like to, yeah.
Which Atlanta Falcon was named NFL's fastest man in the 2006 Pro Bowl competition?
It wasn't Deion.
Nope.
It wasn't Deion. It must
have been a defensive back or something like that.
2006.
Kind of need to get this.
Yeah,
Randy's
yeah.
up 2-0.
Right. And also, it's just kind of not that long ago, and it's kind of embarrassing if I don't know it. But I don't. I don't know it. Who is it?
D'Angelo Hall.
Dang it.
Would have been worth throwing it out there.
Yeah.
All right, so with one more question right, we're going to have to declare Randy the winner because we're almost out of time anyway. The Falcons broke which quarterback's 54-game touchdown streak in 2012?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Brett Favre.
Oh.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
What year?
2012.
Oh, it had to be Aaron Rodgers.
Also incorrect. Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees.
54-game touchdown streak. But Randy with a 2-0 lead will be declared the victor.
I forgot D-Hall did win that. Yeah.
I couldn't remember his first name.
Yeah, D'Angelo.
I was thinking Dante Hall.
D Hall would have worked.
Should have just said D Hall.
Yeah.
You guys would have thought I knew what I was talking about.
But he didn't even play. Dante Hall didn't play here.
I know that.
Oh, you.
But that was I thought it was Hall. I just couldn't think of his first name.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good player.
I know Dante Hall. Then
D Hall would have worked.
I should have just said D Hall. I was just gonna say Hall. But then you guys would have said who? And I would have said,
I wouldn't have said it.
You wouldn't have?
No, that other guy would have said it.
Well, he's not here.
Yeah, I wouldn't hear.
He put in a hard 2-hour shift this morning.
What the hell Jamal Anderson and Dan?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Seemed like something on Twitter.
Something.
Tweeting at people?
I don't know. He's very upset about something.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe somebody copied his dance.
Could be.
Yeah,
maybe LeBron did.
Huh?
LeBron did.
Did the Dirty Bird?
He did it on the DraftKings commercial or something. Some commercial for something.
I saw somebody did it earlier this year against the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. He didn't get paid for it.
Mm.
No, it was the receiver from Alabama did it against the Dogs.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't remember. Okay. Yeah, he did it against the Dogs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he did it against the Dogs.
I saw a t-shirt. It was an old school Jamal Anderson Dirty Birds t-shirt with like him doing the dance on it, and it said Dirty Birds. It was awesome, but it was $50. It was at like a vintage store.
Oh, really?
And I was like, I'm not paying $50 for that.
I never paid $50 for no t-shirt.
No, not for a t-shirt.
No.
But it was cool, though, and I bet somebody paid $50 for it. Not me, though. I don't got $50 for a t-shirt.
No, I do not.
We can't even turn the heat on at my house.
Oh, God.
Listen to the off-the-cuff podcast for that story. Just all of us huddled together, freezing in our house. All right.
You got to lock that thing up,
man. Yeah, my wife just putting the thermostat on lock and then leaving to go to work. Good luck. Fireplaces don't work. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.